I'm Dan Klefstad. The Census Bureau reports 99% of Illinois households have been counted. But some researchers have doubts about that number. Mary Hansen has more.
The majority of Illinois households self-responded to the survey, which researchers and demographers say is the most accurate way to get counted. Stephen Romaleski is director of the City University of New York's mapping service that is tracking census response rates.
People who didn't self-respond tend to be people of color or immigrants or people in poverty. Those population groups would be hurt the most by undercounts.
Romaleski says it's unclear if the Census Bureau counted the remaining nearly 30% of households in person or relied on less accurate alternatives, such as asking a landlord or neighbor or using administrative records. An undercount can mean less federal money for schools, healthcare, and other services for those communities, and less political representation. I'm Mary Hansen.
The self-response period was again cut short this week by a Supreme Court decision. Illinoisans have until the end of today to complete the census survey online or by phone. In other news, Illinois public health officials are issuing guidance for family parties during the pandemic as the holiday season approaches. Gatherings of up to 50 people are allowed, but the State Department of Public Health is asking families to think about how many people their homes can safely accommodate. IDPH Director Ngozi Ezike says planning ahead and keeping gatherings small can reduce the risk of spreading COVID during the holidays.
I know of a party, there were 20 guests. 10 people ended up positive. One person is already hospitalized now. There are funerals that have ended up in additional funerals. Like, that's not the goal of any of these events.
Ezike also encouraged wearing masks, pre-plating food, and considering hosting gatherings outside if the weather is decent. A circuit court judge in Springfield is weighing whether to dismiss lawsuits challenging the governor's use of emergency powers during the pandemic. Republican Representative Darren Bailey argued Democrat J.B. Pritzker overstepped his authority by issuing disaster declarations and then using the emergency powers to order the closure of certain businesses, schools, and public events. Capital News Illinois reports Bailey's case was one of several filed around the state. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Two men have been arrested as suspects in a murder investigation dating back to this past summer in Carbondale. Police say 23-year-old DeVale Johnson of Carbondale and 30-year-old Victor Perdeman of Paducah were taken into custody Tuesday in Orange County, Florida. They're charged with first-degree murder and aggravated discharge of a firearm in the killing of 44-year-old Jamonte Allison of Carbondale. The homicide occurred on August 17th in the 100 block of North Robert A. Stalls Avenue. Illinois has brought in more than $100 million in revenue since legalizing recreational cannabis. Half of the taxes the state collects are reinvested in communities impacted by the war on drugs and spent on mental health and substance abuse programs. Illinois Department of Revenue spokesperson Sam Celestro says another chunk goes to towns and cities.
Of the $100 million collected, at least $16 million is going to be going to local governments. That's a portion of the state and local sales taxes. That's a portion of the money coming through the Cannabis Regulation Fund. And some localities imposed an additional 3% tax on the sale of cannabis, and money through that program will start flowing this month.
After selling medical marijuana in Illinois for years, dispensaries opened their doors to the wider public in January. The same day, the governor, J.B. Pritzker, warned Southern Illinois that its COVID positivity rate is getting too high. More than 100 new cases were reported, along with new deaths. More than a half dozen counties in the region saw double-digit increases in new COVID positives. Franklin County and Saline County each reported deaths due to the coronavirus, and Fayette County's health department is in outbreak status. I'm Leah Lerner for WSIU. Good morning.